Welcome to the Holy Ship podcast and Instagram live stream. I am your host, Poetic. Thank you for joining me. I hope you all are doing well. I am just going to send an invite to some people. So give me a moment. I like messing with some people because it's fun. But anyways, we'll get back to the stream. Hello, old man from the Old Man podcast. How are you? It's good to see you. We got baby Poe over here. I was planning on going earlier, but I've got a little one with a fever, so we're just playing it by ear. She's over here playing with the cards. So she's got her own deck. She's going off about some stuff. You guys, if you know how to translate baby gibberish into some real things, she's saying some good stuff right now. She's going at it with those cards. She is telling us the information. She is getting into it. She is adorable, but she is under the weather, so she's all right. She is doing some good stuff. I am happy to see you all with me. We've got a couple viewers on our Instagram, and we've got a couple on Podbean, and I thank you for joining me. If any of you are new, please contact me at holeshift.com if you're interested in a private reading. You can also contact me if you just need some words of encouragement or advice. I'm more than willing to take a couple minutes out of my day to do that. I understand sometimes we all need that, right? I got some information on the full moon that's coming up on the 13th. That I'm going to give you, and if I have time, we will do a quick reading, and so we'll go with that. It is a full moon on the 13th, you guys, and it is a full super buck moon, and it is one of the biggest and brightest of the year. That means there's lots of power. I found a ninja bunny coming into my podcast. I think I know who it is. Tia Ninja. I apologize. I needed a drink. So I think we'll start off with a little bit of a meditation with a singing bowl or just a cleansing. I don't think I'm going to dictate a meditation, but we will definitely do some cleansing and clearing with the sounds of the bowl. So I just want to let all of you know that are listening, there will be three loud sounds and then a continuous singing of the bowl. Adjust your volume and we will begin. Breath in through your nose Peggy. We'll set the bowl down. Lyric is so looking at the bowl like, Mama, just bring it this way. We will not at this moment. Maybe another time we'll let her give us some singing bowl meditation. But for now, I looked at a couple of the regular places that I look at for my information. I have a multitude, a handful, about 10 to 15 different readers, different astrologers, different tarot, and all these different spiritual and metaphysical teachers and you know, intuitives and psychics and what have you that I regularly will go to listen to and get some information. I always, always will gather my own intuition and pull into it my own uniqueness, and I then summarize what I have gathered and give you the information. So I do get an email from Cosmic Prescription, and they're a really good, it's two girls, and they are a really good email subscription. That's the word, email subscription that I get. And if you'd like to check them out, they're really great. And then there's also the Peculiar Brunette that I look at, and she's quirky and cute, but she has a lot of good information. She is a researcher and a knowledge fiend like I am, so I enjoy going to see what she has to say. So if you guys would like to check them out, you are more than welcome. And if you got, I may put a list up on my website one day of all the different people that I listen to. Are you okay? She's over here gagging, but then she's over here laughing at me. So, yeah, we'll set that one aside. It's a little wet. How about, let me take those and I'll give you these. How's that? Some fresh ones. She's eating the cards, guys. Sorry. So we've got to cycle them so she doesn't get them too wet. They're covered really well, but you know, you see, she started to get them a little wet. Anyways, so it's a super buck moon, and the buck moon is a centered and balanced, replenished energy. And I love how the cosmic gals put it, to, own your shit so that you could own your shift. And it plays into the holy shift. Super Buck Moon, B-U-C-K, not F, Alpha Mike on the pod beam. Buck. Like the deer, my dear. Anyways, to own your shit in order to own your shift. That is what the theme is. You're feeling centered and balanced, and now you can look at things from a more calculated and focused point of view. Instead of being a little erratic and frustrated and over here, over there, you can come back calculated and centered and clear what has been in the way of you creating your impact and leaving your legacy. You've been thinking about it, you've had it on your mind, but you haven't really done anything to put it into action. So what is it that you're going to do with this full moon? It's a powerful energy. It's the ending of cycles. It's the beginning of new cycles. It's coming back to observe what was going on when the new moon was in Capricorn. And I believe one of them said January is when that happened. So what was really going on with everything in your life in January? And is everything kind of coming full circle now? What exactly do you need to reprioritize in order for you to gain your abundance and that strength and fully step into the passion? If you check out the daily card, and if you check out the earlier podcast, Fabian, the Fabes, our contest winner's reading, it kind of plays into this whole full moon energy as well, which I found interesting as I was researching this today. What do you need to do to embody the success that you have in your imagination? Well, if it's in your imagination, you are completely able to achieve that if you calculate the steps the right way. You gotta invest in yourself. Time, focus, money, sacrifice of, you know, maybe going out with your friends. What energy do you need to put forth in order to receive more of what you need? This is the culmination of the cycle. Again, like I said, it's shedding light on all the things that you've needed to see in this last 6 months. January to now is the last 6 months have been telling you something. And what are you needing to follow? Listen to your inner guidance. Your inner guidance system is going to keep you focused and on the right track only if you listen and follow it. Now, it's not going to be the ego part of, oh, we got to go do this to get money, or we got to do... What is calling to you and pulling to you like, I really need to do this. I don't know why, but I really need to do this. So answer that question, okay? Silly babies. This full moon is conjunct with Pluto in Capricorn, and Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth, transformation. What have you been going through and changing and shifting? What do you want to transform? What is the death of one thing? What is the death of one certain thing is the rebirth of a whole new magical cycle. It can be more beautiful and more successful and more amazing than you could even imagine. She's not even fussing. I keep looking down to see if she's fussing, and she's all smiling. She's just looking through the cards. She was trying to hand it to me. On the cosmic prescription email, they had a place where it says the cycles that are being completed for the signs, according to them. So I'm going to read the sign that real quick because I found it interesting. I looked at my sun and my moon, which my sun is also my ascendant. So whenever you're getting a reading or if you're looking at a generalized horoscope, always look at your sun, moon, and ascendant. If you don't know what those are, you can contact me. I'll give you information to go find that out. I may do a podcast pertaining to doing the astro reads again. I did it in the past, but I haven't recently. Okay, so we're going to start at Aries. Aries, the cycle that you need to be, that is being completed for you is finding your purpose and coming into your purpose. Taurus is expansion. Gemini is intimacy. Cancer is romance. Leo, you're coming into new routine. Virgo, creativity. Libra, home. Scorpio, communication. Sagittarius, finance. Capricorn, authenticity. Aquarius, spiritual healing. Pisces, community. WESN Radio, one of our favorite supporters. What prescription? It's not a prescription. It's the cosmic prescription. I think they give free refills on their email subscription, though, if you want to look them up. So what is the cycle that you are closing, you guys? What are you shifting in your life? What book are you closing? Which new one are you going to pick up? It's all up to you. You can create whatever you want. Whatever you need to create with this new moon, you can. make sure you cleanse your crystals, make sure you make some moon water, whatever you feel you need to do with the energy of the full moon, because it is extremely powerful. Go lay naked in the moonlight if you want. I can't do that because I have neighbors right there. Yet, it would be fun if I lived in the middle of nowhere, right? To be able to just go and bathe in the light of the moon, the full moon, and receive its power. I have been thinking about different things to do in order to jumpstart Holy Shift and gain some more momentum and get it going. Howling at midnight with the full moon is a perfect way to harness that full moon energy, Mike. I am proud of that, and you better do it on the 13th, okay? But yes, I've been thinking about a couple things, and I think I'm going to make a poll or a vote or whatever and see what everybody says. I have been getting a lot of subscribers on my website lately, and I felt like if I'm going to be getting more subscribers, at least I can try to do on my website, I'd try to do something special for just the website, since you guys are showing directly me that support coming to my website and subscribing, looking at the older blog posts. I need to get on that and all those different things. I just had an idea. Anyways, sorry. Something like that will, I figured that if I have all those people and the supporters there, why not give them a little something, maybe weekly or monthly? I'm not sure. But I got three choices, three different options that I was thinking about, and that was maybe a weekly journal prompt email. I mean, honestly, I'm thinking another thought, but anyways, I'll continue. Weekly journal prompts, weekly affirmations, or a weekly tarot card. I also was thinking it could be like a weekly email with all three contained in one email as well. But it's up to you guys. What would you most like to see come in email form to your email? Would you read it? Yeah, let me know. You can contact me on Facebook at Holy Shift. There is a group and a page, either one of those. If you contact me in them, I will respond. Also Instagram at Holy Shift, TikTok at Holy Shift. My website is www.holeshift.com. That's holeshift.com. And let me know what would you like to see? One, two, three, all of them? Only a couple of them? What would you gain the most benefit from? Let me know. Now, I don't know if you see Baby Poe's hands. We're trying to adjust so she doesn't get into trouble or hurt. So let me work this. All right. So, thank you, Muck. I appreciate you all for the input I'm receiving on both Instagram and Podbean. I think I'm going to pull one of these Lightseer tarot cards. And if you guys know me and follow me, you know I am a little bit of insecure on the tarot. So I have the book if I don't feel like I'm getting the right message in case I need to read from it. But we'll pull a card from this guy and then We'll pull a card from another deck maybe, and if there's enough time. What is it, Mommy? That one? Okay. If there's enough time, then we will get another. Ooh, the devil. The devil has his hand out to you, but there's strings attached. Let's see. It has the number 15, which is a 6. And he looks like he wants to help, but he's hiding something behind him, you know? There's something behind his back. He's got his hand out to you, but why is his hand behind his back? Let's see. I need to get better. Going to read. The grip of addiction, the need for liberation, healthy versus unhealthy. All right, this means, so you've went through all the crap and you've went through all the cycles, right? And you're coming to the end. And what is it that you need to release? Release the strings on in order to come and gain your full clarity. What do you need to release in order to see the light and be the light and live in the light? Let's see. There we go. If one of you would like to give me a number, Lyric wants to choose another card. So I have about 23 decks. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 21, 2, 3, 4. I have 25 right now. The 26th is on the floor that she was playing with. So 13. Gray area gave me 13. So 5. All right. That is this deck, but Eric's not even going to let me shuffle. The Life Purpose deck. So it's even more amplified for you, Gray. You have a book inside of you. It wishes to be expressed. So I am looking at this card figuratively. Your story needs to be told in one way or the other. And you need to be confident and feel that security and know that you are centered and balanced and strong enough and passionate enough about what you've went through, about what you believe, about your future, that your story needs to be told. How are you going to tell your story? Let it be an example. My wonderful phone keeps timing out. All right, so we have about 6 minutes or until Lyric gets too mad. Who would like their own specific card? I have a few folks in the pod bean. I have a few folks. Are you? That is so funny. Okay, so when you guys tell me things like this, it just makes my day. For all of those in the Podbean room, in my podcast, in the live cast, the Gray just said he's literally writing 2 books. He's the one that chose the deck. Just saying. It's nice to know that my intuition is on. I appreciate you letting me know. So we've got Lou right here, and he says, number 14. So let's knock on the cards. Let's clear the energy. Lyric's helping me. I'm teaching her. Watch, we're going to shuffle. I'm wanting to do a show on intuition and how to learn what is intuition and what's not. When you're trying to listen to your gut, your intuition, what is it and what is it not? I still have problems. I still have to check with myself sometimes and ask if this is intuition or if this is source guiding me or, you know, the universe, or is it ego and outside influences? Because we are all influenced by energy, whether it be electronics, whether it be other people's energy, whether it be the sun. The sun has extreme solar flares, and a lot of times people don't know about it, and they're just grumpy or angry or frustrated, right? And they have no idea why. They're like, is anybody else frustrated today? Just don't even understand. I'm getting this from my Facebook feed, and I look and notice things, and oh, category 4 solar flare comes and hits the earth today. It's from 2 days ago or whatever. And it's great when those things correlate. So, Lou says, what's up, Gray? And also, the card that I pulled for deck 14, which was Lou's deck, and Lyric's getting all mad at me, was, oh, you're in the, I see, never mind, haha. Okay, the card that I chose in response to Lou's choice is the Fool's Embrace. I love this card, it's so beautiful. Transmuting your pain, card number 22. All the things that you've been through, I know you don't want to hear it, it's for a great reason. No matter how painful it was, you have a way to transmute that energy. You have a way to harness that power. Thank you so much, Gray. I appreciate that. You have the power to transmute and create something extremely powerful. Extremely abundant and powerful and successful with that pain. You have to figure out how to do that, Lou. All of us do. But Lou, how are you going to use what crap, the pain, the frustration, all the things you had went through, how are you going to use that in order to, one, help others and create an abundant life for yourself? Because that is what you have to figure out. You are extremely powerful and you can do that. This card tells you you can do that. There's a full moon behind this card. So use the full moon energy. Connect with your intuition. Try to let go of all the earthly pleasures and pain and go within and embrace your soul and use your intuition, and that will guide you. Okay? I hope you guys enjoyed today's reading and information. I am trying to be more consistent, and I know you've heard this before, my wonderful, wonderful listeners and followers. I appreciate you all. Work with me with this little one. She's getting a little busy and feisty, you know. So as much as I can be on her here, I will. If I can make it to where I have more energy and am able to be awake when she's asleep at night, because she has a set schedule, but I kind of do too. I fall asleep with her. So if I can maneuver some things and start doing a little show, it would be late night for the East Coasters, but it'll be, you know, early evening or night for the West Coasters, and we'll try to do something like that here soon. But I love you all, and I appreciate your understanding and your attention. Connect with me at Holy Shift, www.holyshift.com, or wherever you know to reach me. I love you, and I thank you all, and I will see you soon. Okay, mama.